سامعین، انتخابات کے سلسلے میں ہماری ٹرانسمیشن تو جاری رہتی ہے اور اس میں ہم خصوصی انٹرویوز آپ کو سنواتے رہتے ہیں. آج اسی سلسلے میں ہم آپ کی گفتگو سنوا رہے ہیں ایک انڈیپینڈنٹ کینڈیڈیٹ یعنی ایک آزاد کینڈیڈیٹ کارتک اراسو کی، جنہوں نے ہم سے کچھ دیر پہلے بات کی ہے اور انہوں نے مختلف موضوعات بات کی جو ہم آپ کے لیے پیش کر رہے ہیں. میں نے ان سے پوچھا کہ انہیں ووٹ کیوں دیا جائے، تو ان کا کہنا تھا کہ ملک میں مائیگرنٹ کمیونٹی کی سیاست میں کوئی نمائندگی نہیں ہے اور وہ اس کمیونٹی کی آواز بننا چاہتے ہیں. کارتک، فرسٹ آف آل ٹیل اس وائی شوڈ پیپل ووٹ فار یو
ٹو گیٹ اے اسٹرانگر ریپرزنٹیشن فار دیم ان دی فیڈرل پارلیمنٹ. رائٹ ناؤ دیر از نو اسٹرانگر ریپرزنٹیشن فار اینی امیگرنٹ ان دی فیڈرل پارلیمنٹ ایٹ فیڈرل لیول، بی دی ہاؤس آف ریپرزنٹیٹیوز اور دی سینٹ. When I talk about immigrants, I'm talking about the new immigrants. So I want to be their voice, a stronger voice, to ask for things and get it done for them.
So what do you hope to achieve by becoming that voice?
To get whatever the requirements which is in demand for a long, long, long time for the people. Not only just to have a photo opportunity with them when there is an election time or when there is something needs to be done in the cultural, just come and take part in a party, cultural parties, and then that's done. It's to get things done for them. What is the basic requirements? What are the emergency requirements? What are the long-term requirements? Anything as such, to speak for them on behalf of them with conviction in the parliament and make it as a policy and support them in whichever way possible.
You're talking about issues people are facing them. So what are those issues? Main unse pucha ki wo masail kya hain jo community ko mutasir kar rahe hain.
Okay, right now long stay visa for example is becoming hot. Both the government and the opposition is starting to talk about it and starting to make some promises on that regard. We were in our policy before these people started even taking notice of it. We put our policy pamphlet outside and we were asking for a continuous long stay visa for parents of the immigrants. When we say continuous, without any restrictions, what Labour has brought on is put a $5,000 bond on their head, and when they return back, they will get it back, but $5,000 bond, and they have to buy compulsorily from Australian companies for the medical insurance. These are the costs unnecessarily adding up to the hip pocket for the kids who are trying to bring their family and stay with them. This is putting the pressure physically, financially, for everyone who wants to come here to visit their children, and every children who wants to bring their parents here. This is not the right policy. And when you add up the cost, it comes around $20,000 for a three-year period for one parent. And if you don't have that kind of money, you can't bring your parent here. Our parents are not criminals. To put a bond on top of the head to bring them here and send them back, we deserve to stay with our parents, and they deserve to stay with their kids without having all these pressures on top. We want a proper long stay visa policy. That is one of the major issues.
Ka kehna tha ki wo parents visa ke liye muhim chalayenge aur wo chahte hain ki walidain ko yahan bulana aasan ho aur isme akhrajat bhi kam ho.
And other issues, second issue we can say, culturally food labeling. The food labeling is not that clear. Lot of vegetarians, lot of vegans go through a problem where they say vegetarian, but there will be still egg or there will be still fish. There will be so many other ingredients which is not considered vegetarian according to the cultural thing. So we need a proper food labeling. This will not cost the government anything. It will only ask the companies, it should be enforced to the companies which produce these products to label it correctly what goes into the product.
Iske alawa unka kehna tha ki wo food labeling par bhi awaaz uthayenge. وہ چاہتے ہیں کہ کھانے کی اشیاء پر یہ واضح طور پر لکھا ہو کہ اس میں کیا کیا اجزاء استعمال کیے گئے ہیں.
Another one is public holidays on Diwali and Eid. When I say public holidays on Diwali and Eid, it's not restricted to Diwali and Eid. It is to any cultural or traditional significant holidays for any immigrant or any persons, any communities holidays. It has to be an optional holiday. We're just asking one day in a calendar, an optional holiday where the people have the choice to select which holiday they want for their own tradition and culture. For example, I will pick Diwali and my friend will pick Eid. As long as we are able to celebrate that day with our family on the day of the function, it's not on a Saturday we have to push it to, if it's a big day festival, we can or we will be able to celebrate on the particular day. That will be the great thing to achieve.
But don't you think that workplaces here are already aware of it? I mean, if you want to take a day off on day of Eid or Diwali, they would be happy to give you a day off?
It'll be a day off. It won't be a gazetted holiday like a public holiday. Some workplaces, I believe, I'm not, I don't know whether I'm right in quoting this, but there is a telecommunications company which has got a cultural holiday where you can take one day for your festival if it's culturally significant for you. And some companies do have these policies, but we want it in a national level for everybody, not as a company level, at schools, colleges, in everywhere, so they have the right to take their own holiday only once a year. You know, it's an optional holiday so that not the whole Australia shuts down. Mm. It's just who wants that holiday can take that. Some people are asking me, that means there will be 1,000 holidays. Yes, the calendar is not enough. We're not asking for 1,000 days. Just one day you can pick. That's all. You can either replace it with another day which is already existing. For example, if I have to choose, I'll pick Diwali any day over Queen's birthday, or I'll pick Diwali any day over the Melbourne Cup holiday. You know, so I will replace it. If this is an optional holiday, I'll work on a Melbourne Cup and take the Diwali holiday. It might even save the economy, because on Melbourne Cup or the Queen's birthday, when it's a public holiday, it will be so many public holiday pay. If I work on that day and keep the company going, and I take a day off on a Diwali when most of my workers will be working, only the people who want Diwali or Eid or Vishakhi or any other festival for that matter, you know, it's even better for the economy in that matter.
اور ان کا یہ بھی کہنا تھا کہ وہ چاہتے ہیں کہ دیوالی اور عید جیسے مواقع کے لیے عوام کے پاس یہ سہولت موجود ہو کہ اس دن کو عوامی تعطیل کی حیثیت ملے. Okay. Kartik, correct me if I'm wrong. Are you running as an independent candidate?
That's correct. I'm running as an independent candidate.
What's the reason behind running as an independent candidate, not supporting any particular party and then getting ticket from them?
Okay, I don't belong to any party. And I am running as an independent candidate so that I can be clear in agendas and I can ask anything what like what the community needs without any hesitation, not based on my party, party, like I have to compromise this and because of the party. You can see now a lot of Labour people are just already starting to clap their hands and jump up in joy for the long stay visa they brought, the policy they are saying. They will bring it up if they are elected, because they have to support their party. I am not bound by those sort of things. I can tell what really the people want. I'm in consultation with the people, in consultation with the community. That's why we never thought about going in the party direction.
وہ ایک آزاد امیدوار کی حیثیت سے لڑ رہے ہیں, اور جب میں نے ان سے پوچھا کہ وہ کسی سیاسی جماعت سے کیوں نہیں جڑے, تو ان کا کہنا تھا کہ وہ اپنے راستے میں رکاوٹ نہیں ڈالنا چاہتے. اب لیبر نے بھی پیرنٹس ویزا سے متعلق پالیسی کا اعلان کیا ہے. یہ پالیسی کسی کام کی نہیں ہے, لیکن پارٹی کے حامی مجبوراً تالیاں بجا رہے ہیں, اور میں ایسا نہیں بننا چاہتا. عوام کی حقیقی آواز بننا چاہتا ہوں. Labour has already announced that they'll bring out this visa, and the now coalition has also announced that they would bring out the visa reforms if they're elected. So why should people vote for you and not for them?
Their policy is completely flawed. They are putting so much money on top of the head of a person. It's, if you're not rich, imagine for yourself, I imagine all the time, don't get me wrong, imagine for yourself, if you have to bring both the parents, it'll cost you around $38,000 roughly, you know. The medical insurance, they right now the option is they can buy from any multinational company, all right? But what Labour is saying, you have to buy from Australian company. Not everyone can afford to buy from Australian company. They can, if they want to, they are more than welcome to buy it from Australian company. But why put that pressure on them by extra costs? The costs of medical insurance are so high here for them, for the overseas visitors. For us, maybe not be, but for the overseas visitors, so high. Why put that pressure? Why is that $5,000 bond on their head to apply for each visa holder? Why is that bond? Government is not supporting them in any way so far. They are not giving them Medicare, or they are not giving them any funding to stay or come or anything like that. So why put that extra bond? It's actually, when they come here, it's actually better for the economy, because instead of a family, it's another family and a half who's eating, using the utilities and everything. So it's, they are actually driving the economy as a silent, silent workforce without doing anything.
میں نے ان سے کہا کہ لیبر اور کوئلیشن دونوں نے ہی اعلان کیا ہے کہ پیرنٹس ویزا کے لیے نئی پالیسی بنائیں گے, تو پھر آپ کو اب کوئی ووٹ کیوں دے گا؟ تو ان کا کہنا تھا کہ دونوں بڑی جماعتوں کی پالیسی عوام کے حق میں نہیں ہے. You said you are representing the migrant community here. So which community is this?
No, it's I'm not confining myself to one particular community. I'm just saying in general, immigrants who don't have a voice. It doesn't mean that I'm alienating from the wider people. I want to talk for the people and for any community, be for that matter. You know, but I'm focusing right now on the immigrants because you can see no one is talking about it. Mm. Only after we start making noises, then Labour and Liberal is coming out and saying we have some policy. Liberal has given the long stay visa policy. They said there will be a bond, but they didn't even tell the amount. Mm. They can't tell the amount before the election. Just have a guess what the amount will be after the election.
جب میں نے ان سے پوچھا کہ وہ کون سی مائیگرنٹ کمیونٹی کی نمائندگی کر رہے ہیں تو ان کا کہنا تھا کہ کسی ایک ملک کی کمیونٹی کی نہیں بلکہ تمام ان لوگوں کی نمائندگی کر رہے ہیں جنہیں یہ مسائل درپیش ہیں. کارتک, tell me about your campaign. How are you actually reaching out to people?
We are relying on community networks, like through associations, through groups, through friends, through social media and digital marketing, those sort of things. We are not a big party, so our resources are very, 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 very minimal. So we are trying to mostly get people are supporting us by lending their spare time and doing these things for us. And
how confident are you about winning the seat?
If we can get our message across to everyone, I'm definitely 100% I might win. But the main issue facing us, or the main task facing us, is reaching out to people. We started very late, so we don't have the resources to reach at them in one go. So every day we are progressing. So that is the only thing I would say, which is between us and winning.
میں نے ان سے پوچھا کہ انہیں کیا لگتا ہے کہ کتنا ممکن ہے ان کا جیتنا, تو انہوں نے کہا کہ میرا پیغام بہت مضبوط ہے اور اگر میں زیادہ سے زیادہ لوگوں تک اپنی آواز پہنچا سکا تو ضرور کامیاب ہو جاؤں گا.